Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. And we hope that you all are enjoying the show and really getting a lot of pointers and a lot of tips on planning your vacation for 2014. Now, we've talked quite a bit about planning vacations and coming up with a budget. And in this last segment, we want to give you a couple of ideas of places to go. And I have sitting in with me today, Nicole, who is our creative person on the show. She comes up with show ideas and themes and really helps to produce the show from that side. So glad to have you in the studio, Nicole.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
And Doc Bill, who is my main road buddy, always on the road with Sapalal and Birdhouses.
Sapalal and Birdhouses. Speaking of vacations and planning things, this month of February, we have a really great deal. Mm-hmm. On Sapalo Island, we have one of the birdhouses, and this birdhouse is the Woodstork, which is a fantastic cottage. It's high up in the trees in the community of Hog Hammock. You have all the amenities that you have on Sapalo Island. And this deal includes a package for four people or two. It includes two nights, 3 days. It includes an historic tour. The golf cart rental is included in this. You have access to a gourmet kitchen, which is in all our cottages, free Wi-Fi. You have TV with a great flat screen and Netflix connected, so you can either sit in the cottage and enjoy just the amenities of the cottage, or you can go out and see the surrounding island and its great two gorgeous beaches. This package goes for $600 for four, and that's a savings of over $170 over the regular deal. So it's a really great deal. It's a lot to see. And again, if you divide that by four, $600, that's not that much. And that's not really that far. It's just 4 hours from Atlanta and 5 hours from Gainesville.
That sounds great. And you can call 912-223-6515 to book. And again, that's 912-223-6515. Or email us at trips@travelbagswithanita.com.
That's great. It's available for the month of February.
Okay, so someone could celebrate Valentine's Day
there.
Or they could also go and celebrate Black History Month, because there's quite a bit of Black history or African-American history right there on Sapalo, and that historic tour will definitely take in a lot of that.
You also have can also go by and we can make arrangements to check the Reynolds Mansion, mm-hmm. so you can also access that as well as the lighthouse. So there's a lot of things to do and see, as well as things to do in nature. And they also have a Sapalo Island Estuarian Studies Divisions down there, so people can come down there and actually learn about the wildlife down there as well.
Oh, wow. And all of that could be part of the package as well. Oh, great. So there are a lot of free things to do there as well. But now, before we went on break, you mentioned something about this St. Paddy's Day in Shelman's Bluff. So what is that all about? Because we may want to start planning for that as well.
Well, if you want to be around a lot of people that are singing, having a good time, and a lot of, jovial camaraderie, St. Paddy's Day is the place to be. And if you don't get enough of that on St. Paddy's Day in Savannah, a week later, usually Shelman's Bluff has their St. Paddy's Day parade. And it's a big parade. The town of Shelman's Bluff is usually around about maybe 400, 500 people, and it expands to 5,000 people who come down for that period for a great parade.
For that parade.
And it's a neat parade to see. You have a lot of Shriners that are involved in it, a lot of floats, a lot of funny cars, a lot of clowns, and it involves the whole day. So it doesn't cost you much just to be down there. And we also have a cottage we manage called the Captain's Cottage, which is right in the heart of the parade, which is a neat place to be.
And is it available for the time?
It is. So right now is the time to put in and think about it.
Oh, well, great. That sounds like fun. But now, Shelman's Bluff, how far is that from Savannah, just to give people an idea?
It's about 40 minutes south. About 40 minutes? 40 minutes south of Savannah.
Okay, so really you could come down and do that, as well as then hop on over to Sapalo as well, or to St. Simon's. I mean, there's a lot to do once you get down in that area, so there's a lot of opportunities.
And it's going to be a lot warmer down there than it is up here. In
Well, then I think we can't wait till February. Yeah, we may need to
sign me up. I'm ready. Ready to go.
I'm ready also. I'm definitely ready. But, you know, there's some other great places, too. What about Chinese New Year? That's not a holiday that we think about celebrating often, but Chinese New Year is at the end of January. And this could be a great opportunity if you've ever thought about going to Hong Kong or even to Beijing, to mainland China. I mean, if you've ever thought about that, this might be a good holiday to celebrate. If it's a little close now for planning that, certainly planning it for next year, for 2015. But, you know, you don't have to go that far. You could also go to New York. New York has a great Chinatown. One of our favorites, Nicole, because I know we've done this together, is to go to San Francisco to Chinatown. fabulous city. You know, San Francisco is one of my favorite cities. And to go for Chinese New Year would be fun, to just participate in all the festivities and everything going on to celebrate that New Year. But now, also, too, I have to add to this one, because there's so many great Chinese restaurants around and so many great ways to celebrate Chinese New Year really at home by having a staycation. And you all know we're always pushing staycations. If you're not traveling, you should always have travel and destinations on your mind and as things that you're participating in. So how about a staycation where you plan maybe to have some great Chinese food? One of my favorites is fried rice. I love fried rice.
That's true. There's also a small Chinatown in Atlanta as well.
Oh, is there?
There is.
Mm-hmm. Where's that located?
It's located near Peachtree Street, about not far from the junction of Peachtree Industrial Boulevard and 285, mm-hmm. on that area around there.
Wow. Okay. So we could take in Chinatown right in Atlanta. That's great news. So see, we can stay close by and celebrate a holiday.
Yes. And I really love this idea of using the holiday to kind of inspire you as to where to go. So a holiday that I never really think about is President's Day in mm-hmm. February. That's a big one. So I got thinking about it, like, what would you do for President's Day if you actually wanted to make it about that holiday? And I thought about maybe taking a trip to Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. and just actually taking in all of the things there. I went to D.C., and didn't think about it too much. I hung out with my friends, but it's definitely a great place where you can go see all the different monuments and learn quite a bit about the history of our country, while also just being in a fun city to be in as well.
I agree with you on that. Washington, D.C. would be a great, great, great place to go for that reason. I'm sure that there would be, you know, a lot of things that our listeners could do.
And that's true. And also President's Day. Also, most of the presidents have their own individual libraries, which are a lot of times located in different states. And you can also plan a trip to go to a presidential library. And mm-hmm. sometimes they'll have exhibits and stuff open to the public. And that's another thing you could do as well.
Well, and while we are down taking Olivia's suggestion of visiting the King Center, you could go by the Carter Center and see the Carter Presidential Museum there, Presidential Library. Any others, Nicole?
Yeah, another funny one is Groundhog's Day. And I remember the movie Groundhog Day and always wondering if this is a real thing. Does this actually happen? Like, where is Punxsutawney? where does Punxsutawney Phil live? In Pennsylvania, not too far from Pittsburgh. It's about an hour north is the city of Punxsutawney. And you can actually go there and participate in the festival and see it happen in person.
I don't think a Yankee groundhog can forecast. at least for, I'm a general Beauregard person, you know. It's got to be a Southern groundhog.
Well, then you have to take your groundhog with you.
Yes, maybe we could do that. Take along your pet. It can be a groundhog. You can just take over the festival. And we're like, we're doing it a different way this year. We've come up from the South, and we're taking over this festival.
Well, with this winter that we're having, I mean, that groundhog's going to be very, very busy trying to sort out when spring is coming, because right now it feels like we won't ever have spring again with the temperatures that we're having now. But now, while we're in that Pennsylvania area, you know, going back again into a little bit of African-American history, I'm a big John Coltrane fan. I love his music and always have loved his form of jazz. And if you're in Philadelphia, you can actually visit John Coltrane's house. Now, for people who may not know who John Coltrane was, he was a tenor saxophonist and one of the American jazz pioneers. And he lived in that home from 1952 until 2 years before his death in 1967. So he really played a huge part when you think about jazz and, you know, the revolution of jazz and how it became so popular in the U.S. Coltrane was definitely a part of that. I know you're a fan of Coltrane as well, aren't you?
I liked him. He was in ushering in what we call bebop, a form of jazz, coming a little bit after Louis Armstrong. But again, it's a great place, a great part of American history, because jazz is one of forms of American music that started here in this country and went around the world.
Mm-hmm. And when you talk about jazz, if you're wanting to travel for, you know, jazz locations, I mean, certainly New Orleans is another place.
New Orleans, Beale Street is a good place to go. You know, there are a lot of places. Chicago mm-hmm. is a good place for jazz and blues.
Mm-hmm. Chicago's great for that.
Yeah, Chicago has a little bit of everything.
Yeah, I know that you're a bit Chicago fan. So there are lots of places to go. So really what this show has been all about is really thinking about, you know, maybe thinking outside of the box and kind of creating that new attitude about what travel should mean to you. you know, thinking outside of just, okay, we're going to travel for the 4th of July, or we're traveling, you know, for, you know, Labor Day, which are all good times to travel. Certainly, you know, definitely plan for those days too. But really look for opportunities to learn more about the country that we live in here in the U.S. and all the history that's all around. Really learn about, you know, really just the history and just things that have taken place that you may not know about. And really some of those quirky, unknown kind of holidays too that come up, like Groundhog's Day. There are lots of those around. So just put on your thinking cap and come up with some great 2014 vacation ideas. This has been a great show. Thank you guys for listening. This has been Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9. WDUN. Bye-bye.